Yochanan in his house, see how many sets of dishes for only one set.
What if Rosa's mother doing the rest of the day with
him? About his mother, what about his wife? Mother didn't show that listen to him. Mother undoubtedly did not listen to him. His wife is the question.
What was Charlie Kennedy's dishes in the back?
What did his community do? If he was minute going differently, was he going against the whole minute?
I believe that the Ritva somewhere says, I think, that there are all only, I only had one set of dishes. I think so. I'm not sure where it is exactly.
The whole community had only one set of dishes.
I don't know.
Well, so did you go against the minute?
It's quiet. Didn't tell anybody about it. Yes?
Don't tell anyone about it.
He had his mother. What about his wife? Mother didn't show that listen to him. Mother undoubtedly did not listen to him. His wife is the question.
What was Charlie Kennedy's dishes in the back?
What did his community do? If he was minute going differently, was he going against the whole minute?
I believe that the Ritva somewhere says, I think, that there are all these, I only had one set of dishes. I think so. I'm not sure where it is exactly.
The whole community had only one set of dishes.
I don't know.
Well, did you go against the minute?
Why? Didn't tell anybody about it. Yes?
Don't tell anyone about it. It's not us.
It's a matter. Shh. Dr. Siegel. Yeah.
The old from might have maybe some kind of puzzle.
Yeah. Okay?
Assuming there are all kind of old that what Gilly is setting in it takes 24 hours for the stuff that he's going to first set into the kli. When it becomes into the kli, it's not only just the meat, but let's say you cook it with water or something, or you cook it's going to be bundled the shishim inside the kli. Then, therefore, when the bundle shishim when it comes out, and therefore when it's a bas mechal coming out, you hear what I'm saying? No.
I hear it, but I don't understand. I hear every word you said. I just can't figure it out.
You have to wait until the hot food got everything set to the forest, usually forest, right?
So all right.
Maybe you say when you take 24 hours for the stuff to set into the food, right? By that time, it's tabovis. You're not just setting in just eat part of it, right? It's both. Then maybe cooking with water or ideas or that's not, right? And therefore, it's bulk machine inside the food. When it comes out, it's nothing. It's like, wait, it's not close or what? It's just like, it was bulk. That's it.
Maybe. Okay. Could be. Maybe you're right. Now. No? I don't know. Then, I don't want to go into the detail, but I got to tell you something. It's evolving. This is sure how they argue with each other. There's only one person in the world that neither the Ra'ah nor the Rashba want to start up with. They both say whatever he says goes. That was their common Rebbe. Who was their common Rebbe? No, he was their common Talmud. It's such a funny thing. They had a common Talmud, they were devoted by both of them. They had a common Rebbe, the Ramban. So he says over here, the Rashba quotes, "Vanochal b'zeh mashapirish mori Rabbeinu Moshe Zal." Mori Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. That someone's going to be matir yisurim. He be mevatal yisurim like Eitzim and Adekel. Quote the Eitzim and Adekel story. So the Rashba on the top says, this is classic. The very top. Omar HaKosef, see the Rashba, Omar HaKosef? Tohu b'dimyonos. The man is hallucinating. That's what he says. He doesn't know, he's dreaming, he's a dreamland, it's Ra'ah. V'tola buki sriki baravzal. What that means, it's buki sriki. He is hanging, say it even. He's hanging his silly ideas on the Ramban. V'chasle, chas v'shalom to the Ramban, delema kihani mila greyusa. Whee! The Ramban would have such a stupid thing. I don't know what he's saying. Umala l'ravza l'havi raya me'etz v'shanoshim en adekel. D'hosa b'dover she'elo ikam b'doraisa. Oh! It was the same chilik we saw in Tos. It was Tos of the Ramban both. The Ran certainly said this distinction. Those also. Right? What's the right there? A cup over here with this Rabban. Rabban never said it. Give you a taste, Rabban, of this give and take.
Friendly
dispute between the Rashba and the Ra.
So they would see each other.
Where they saw each other. I'm sure they gave each other Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. shall not Rabbi Umori. I imagine they got along.
Exactly.
Oh. Now. Shh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you figured it out. Oh, you're right. Oh, gewaldig. I couldn't figure out something. Yeah, very good. May I figure it out? I couldn't say mashu, yet mashu hui in one word. Thank you very much. It's a typo. They put the... Thank you. That's correct. You're right. Okay. Now, we'll be left off in the Rashba. Originally, it's on the second medium-sized line. The old, the Yim Kedvaro. Came and I feel with me all the rap put them in a din the pogamu hey god ala akas mano shlo be me no to me no u me no mut de vatora it mutter mit der rice so why make there and I mean to me no whoever heard of it's there another rabona at the rash boss cash against the raho now I want to just mention one more thing then before we have a minute. And the rest we'll pick up tomorrow. Most of the things we just really settled it. But I'm waiting to know if any of you here hit the jackpot. I asked you last week, this just reminds you of it. The Rashba has the kasha against the Raw. According to him, he found it there by the Ravona. The same kasha was raised, forgive me for going back, flashback a bit, was asked by the Ran against the Ramban. That's go back in your mind to the previous sugya. Is that Rabbi Nadav?
Yeah.
I need it. In the previous sugya we had about the Gemara and the Chof Testament base. It's Xera, Rabbi also listen very carefully. Eino mino atomino according to Rav. And the Ramban claimed a similar Xera was made Eino mino atomino by Dovah Sheesh Lamatirin. Frank the Rav, what kind of comparison is that? Dovah Sheesh Lamatirin and the Rabbana. Min domino Zoraisa. How can the Ramban compare the two? So I asked you last week to find me an answer to that question. It was last Thursday already, no? It was last week sometime. Give me a Teretz. So far already Tuesday today, correct? Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh. And no one has come forward with an answer. Nobody. A little bit upset. But okay. The answer is found on the Mamakas. Think. Wait a minute. Yes. Ukvar kasavnu lemala. This is the Rabbeinu David speaking. Sheyesh alamdu mikan less than osn tam lefkan b'yisamashu. Who said so? Mishmeres Habayis, right? He quotes it and tells his Bible where to look. Usvara b'teiloi. Wow. Why? Who was the Rabbi? Now here's the interesting Rabbi Nadav, the Talmud of the Ramban. So it becomes, you know, what did the Ramban really say? He's another third Talmud. Kosev HaShlishi. He says, Devare ein roya la'achma b'mashu b'mina b'minos etam Bishalobamino. Hello, Benos and Tom, Isura Bidivre Torah. The Isur Mashu, he says, Eino Elabidivreya. So, in the middle of this parrying about this, which is, he can't say it from the word. Isur Mashu is Midivreya. Huh? Midivreya? So, the footnote, I have yesterday, look at the footnote. Footnote 72 jumps. What? Afal gav the yellow flabby benachas chavbeis. Midama par, midama sora. What's the source? What's made with what dama par, dama sora? What's that mean? No. Where's that pasuk say? What parsha? Achimot. What's it talking about? The avodas yom kippur. They took the par, they took the sora, they mixed the blood, and then they ma'arven, and then they sprinkled the blood on them and the mizbeach. Wait a minute. A par has more blood than a sora. Let the Sora's blood be insignificant. You were not fulfilled the mitzvah of Zvikas Damasor. What's it going to say? You see, here, Klar, Min Bimino in a bottle. So Chadin Doraisa, so for Karbonis. Says the footnote, Yesh Lomar, Hainu Davka, Bekotchim, Abba Bechulin, Midirabonu. This whole idea of Mimimino, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, and Rav Pasna, the way it's been the Rabbana. V'chein kosav haramban v'lekutosav, shemashu b'mino b'mishabchin, not the postal of Gam, is midivrei sofrin. Rav ayin isa mashu l'arayvin, perik beis, shehelo the Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo b'zal b'daraisa. So the Ran said, no, now give me an answer to my original question. What was the original question? The Ra'an asked against the Ramban. How can the Ramban say, it's a Gzer by Dabi Hishna Matirin? Ain't a Mino at a Mino. What kind of crazy, exactly the Gemara had enough of Testament Bays by Yisra Masha. What kind of crazy comparison is that? Ain't a Min Mino by Masha was the Raisa. Yeshna Matirin is the Rabbanon. What's the answer of Osai? The Ramban is Shitasa. And the Ran is Shitasa. The Ramban is Shitasa holds that Min Bimino is only the Rabbanon. I look at the time of Padam, that's my Kachim. You know, we derive Chul of Kachim, only in Asmafta, only with the Rabbanon. So the Mele, the Ramban is right to compare Yeshna Matirin to Min Bimino Mamasha according to Jesus Rav. They're both the Rabbanon. I took Zero, the Xer, it's a Chod of Xer, I don't really want to say it. It's a Kachim. The Chomet of Niru, they made a Xer, they're Chomet, whatever you want to say. But the comparison is a valid comparison. It's beautiful, it fits in perfectly. It's only according to the opinion of the Ran and the Ravid that they say that Mimimino is Mimashim with Oraisa. That's how I always thought. I never heard of this until I saw this footnote. I'll be honest, I never heard it. I always thought, also like the Ran said, that Mimimino is Mimashim with Oraisa. So Mimimino is Mimashim with Oraisa, but the question is very well put. How can you compare Yeshna Matirin, which is the Rabbanon, to Mimimino, which is the Oraisa? But the answer to the Ramban is no, he's protecting himself. He's a Shitasa. The Mimimino is also the Rabbanon. So they were probably one more mach, one pesach, another thing. Okay? From both sides, I want to ask before we start the shiur, do you have any questions? I'll make sure we didn't go too fast, we're going to lose everybody here. Not trying to lose anybody. We got it straight? All we did really was we read the Rishon, explained a little bit. Alright, so tomorrow we'll go back to the finish. Do you have any questions, you can answer. I'm Rav Kaderish, remember that? Okay? We started with a joke yesterday. Well, there's only enough for one Prochavus. I didn't want to overburden the office. It's meant just for shoes. So you'll see, when we run out, then we'll worry about it. Actually, I have one more in my office. I can bring it. In my office, I have a copy there. So I guess you bring it in. You hold it there. Okay. Let's review what we do yesterday. Let's chaz over very briefly. We learned the Gemara on Aflam and Amaralam. Rav said three words. Always those three words. Kederos for Pesach Yishaveru. These three words is Rashi basically three assumptions. Let's review what the three assumptions were. One, Chomet evenly achas manas b'mashu, which Rav said on Aflam Pesach Medvegs. Two, the nos and tam l'fgam is also going to set our glossary straight. What does nos tam l'fgam mean? Means a taste which is a negative taste, and an example of that is something which has been a kadeira she'ena basyoma, a kadeira which has been dormant for 24 hours, it's considered stale.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that subjective or objective? In other words, do some people think it's negative, or is it everybody acknowledging?
That's a good question. I would say that it has to be viewed by most people as being negative. And there's always one meshugana who likes crazy things, but probably the majority rules. And number three assumption Rashi explains is that Rav is of the opinion that we pass in the Rabbi Yehuda that, again, I didn't go in the right order. First, Rav passed the Rabbi Yehuda Chometz She'avel of Pesach Doraisa. We also hold this also, like Rav Shimon. That's how we began the sugya, right? The way back there. Rav Shimon, the Gemara repeats it over here. Rav Shimon makes a class. Two, Rabbi Rabbo, it's B'mashu, Kol Yisroel Torah B'mashu, B'mimino. And number three, Rabbo, Nos and Tam, Lefgam is also. So Rashi says we don't pass like Rabbi, we don't break our pots, our earth, our pots, for two reasons. We don't pass like assumption one or assumption three. Rashi, we do pass like assumption two. That's the Rashi on top of the page. Kaimon called the Surin Shabbatarab, Bishishim, that's Bishlo B'mino. But B'mino is B'mashu. Well, we don't pass like Rav for three reasons. Because we reject the middle assumption also. We mentioned at the beginning, I'll begin the yesterday's shiur. This is three first three words of Rav. Good. Got it straight? Yeah.
This Rashi didn't have a page regarding
Kol Yisurei Torah.
But we do pass him like regarding Chametz.
Well, and with respect to Chametz, we pass him that Chametz is B'mashu. Rov Rishon and pass him that way. B'mashu K'Rav. But not because of Rav's reason that all Yisurei are B'mashu. Here it's different. Why is it different? Either because of Churma the Kores, or Yishlam Atirin, or whatever you want to say. Okay, and that goes back to last week. Now, Rabbi Osai. Asks the Gemara, why? Why smash the pot? Wait till after Pesach. And do Shalom Amino. Gemara's Xera Shalom Amino Atu Amino. So Dov asks, we looked at the page previous to Amad, there's no Xera. So Tos asks Rikasha, we pointed out, they have a good Teret. But earlier, they talked about a Tarobus, which is unusual. He was talking about ongoing cooking in the pot. It's very usual. Good. Fine. Shmuel disagrees. You wait till after Pesach and you use it either Amino or Lom Amino. Why? Why? Because he only us the Mishum Knas. And they didn't make a Knas in such a circumstance. Fine. To be Paschal Allah. So we got into a couple of important topics yesterday. First was Nosan Tam Lufka. Negative taste. We Paschal that negative taste is butter. We also Paschal that in 24 hours, all food in the pot becomes stale and gives off negative taste. We saw a dispute, a serious dispute, as to whether a negative taste is mutter on Pesach or not. In Rashi and Tosfos, there's no mention of it that Pesach should be any worse than any other Yisrael Shabbat Torah. Where do we see the discussion? In the Ran. The Ran goes to Yesh Mefarshim, who say this, and the Ran rejects them. Why is the Ran rejecting? Let's review quickly. Because the Ran said that when do we find the Chumrah by Pesach, and there's no din of bittul. There's no bittul on Pesach. But no Satam of Gam, says the Ran. Nothing to do with bittul. It's based upon what? Come on, quick. What's it based upon? What's the source in Chumash for no Satam of Gam? The Vela Aruya Lager. Lager Hashem is Sharecha to Nenav HaCholam. It's not royal to be eaten. It's not included in the term called the Vela. Fine. Who disagrees with the Ran? So until we saw it, Sam, we thought, Sam, Yesh Mefarshim, what do they know? It's the anonymous Yesh Mefarshim. Until we looked inside yesterday into the Rashba, and we saw the Mishmeres Habayis, where he seems to lean towards his opinion, that on Pesach, no Satan of Gam is awesome. And we're wondering, how do we resolve the issue after all? After all, what does it have to do with Bittul? So I read to you yesterday, from the Rashba, quoted by the Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah, where the Ran quotes the Rashba said, no. In fact, no Satan Lifgam does rely upon Bittul. How so? Whenever we have two items mixed in, we follow the majority. Majority rules, right? Democracy. Majority rules. But there's a principle called Tam Ki'ikar. If you taste something and it gives off a significant taste, and it's considered as if it's still in its pure form and make it prohibit the entire mixture of foods. But if the food is it gives off a negative taste, then it's din of Tam Ki'ikar doesn't apply. What about the original ban? The original thing I mixed in, what about that? The answer is what? Bittul Barov. That's the way Rashba, Rabo says, Lashit Toso. The Rashba, listen, you have to be careful, you have to know all over the place. The Rashba, Mishmeres Habayis, is Lashit Toso with the Rashba, cited by the Ran in the Sefta Avodah Zarah. He holds that all Sin Tam Lefgam is based upon Bittul. Bittul takes care of the Be'en, no Sin Tam Lefgam takes care of the problem of Tam Ki Iker. Each one is neutralized a different problem. And therefore, if you have chametz and pesach, where there's no bittul, so it's going to be us, even though it's safgam. That's how the Rashba said. The Ran is l'shitaso also. The Ran in our daf, we saw yesterday, what did he say? He said that those in times of gam and pesach is mutter, has nothing to do with bittul. And indeed, the Ran and the mutter are arguing the Rashba over there. He can explain his nose in times of gam differently. It's not based upon bittul, it's based on what we call the net negative. And a net negative might have an overriding positive quantitative effect. This could render it prohibited. That's the Yesh Mishachok and Shulchan Aruch, Yoredei Kuf Gimel Beis. Okay, that's the idea of Nos Nalskam. Why is it Mutter? Is it Machlokas? The Rashba and the Ran? Is it based upon Bittel? Or has nothing to do with Bittel? We're going to come back to some different kind of later. Yes, Noah?
According to the
Rashba,
if someone did Bittel before Pesach, then...
Correct. Are you ready to? You forgot already. We read the Shulchan Aruch 2 days ago, at the end of the Shir. The Ramos is in Siv Beis. Nos and Tam Nalskam is Mutter. Either Ramos and Siv Yud is also. What's the answer? Siv Yud is on Pesach, when there's no Bittel. And Siv Beis is on Erev Pesach, when there is Bittel. Exactly, no. Exactly so. Okay, this is just a brief review of what we spoke about the first part of the Shir. The last part of the Shir was the Tosas L'Shinu. And Tosas discusses a concept which we're going to be discussing today. It's called Ein Mevatlan Isser L'Chatchila. You're not permitted to be Mevatl an Isser L'Chatchila. Isser means it's Batl B'Diyev. A fell into B, it's Batl. Perhaps by mistake, but you should take A and mix it with B, that's prohibited. A, mevatl and iser, lechatchila. Even with the evidence, if you did it, may not be good. If you did it on purpose, the whole sugya in a few places. Anyway, the question then becomes, how can you allow these pots to be used when chomet she'over all of our Pesach is absorbed? You'll tell me it's a mashahu? And it's a mashu for one of two reasons. According to the Tosas, it's a mashu. Why? Because ain't regil and the shtamash har b'yachet. According to the Ra'ah, it's a mashu. Why? Everything dries up within 24 hours. Right? And the Ra'ah we saw yesterday. Remember that Ra'ah, that amazing, unbelievable Ra'ah, the Benek Abayis? What did he say? Let's review. Just he had one set of dishes, one set of pots. Filet, chicks, and milk is one set. How do you do that? No, simple. Very simple. Just wait 24 hours. Because he felt that based on our Gemara, this is the source. Why can you use the chametz to kapat? Because it's waited. It was hetera bola. It came in when it was permissible, right before Pesach. It was dormant for 24 hours, and by definition, that makes it into a mashu. So too, you have your meat. It's hetera bola. It comes in when it's permissible. You wait 24 hours, makes it a mashu. You can use it for milchitz. See, it's one set of dishes there are. That's unbelievable. That's what it says there. We read it together. No one else accepts that. We'll see later why, perhaps. But let's go on. So Tosas is bothered. Even granted it's only a mashu, but aim about the nisal chatchila. So Tosas gives the following answer. Tosas says that lamana v'alaf l'shinu. It's tarti, quote of any yosef, it's tarti the tivusa. It's nosu tam l'fgam, and it's mashu shalom amino. Then mevatam l'chatchila. Okay? So it's Nos Tal of Gam plus Mashu Shalom Amino, then the din is Mevat. The word Shalom Amino is really only for purposes of Ra. For us, you wouldn't need to strike those last two words. For us, the bottom line is Nos Tal of Gam and Mashu, it's Mevat and Lechatchila. There's no need to cash in the pot. That's the Rabbeinu Yosef. The reason, no, we're referring only here to a case of a Kedera Shel Cheres. Where there is no possibility of kashrut, so it's considered to be a bidyevet, even though for other purposes it's not considered bidyevet. Well, over here we consider it to be a bidyevet. So this is a more restrictive answer to the reed. He's only permitting it if you have no stam lefgam and mashu and elon takana. But if it would be for metal, the reed would require kashrut, and the Rabbeinu Yosef would not require kashrut. Okay? That's Tosas. Now, this is we reviewed the basics, the very basics, what we discussed in Shia yesterday. If you have any questions, ask now. Because now we're going to move to second level, based on what we discussed yesterday. Yes?
You also have that meaning of Kula, that it wasn't such a natural, that if you hold, that to the end, you feel like
a very good, very good question. Would the re-hold that you could that any Kederes, Cheres, Eina, Ben Yoma would be Mutter? That's you asking a question. Mayor, did I read you straight? Huh? So Mayor asks, what will the Ree say of a classical case? If someone gave you a present, or you have a china dish, plate, and someone put tray for food on it, would the Ree say that it's okay? I don't think so. One minute. I don't think so. Consider the end. Hocha lek ela mashu, v'hol shlovimino, etc., etc. So he needs both. There is one opinion there for your information which says what you just said. Pesachet Shuvah quote, I think from the... not the Bala Amor, somebody else. The Bala Yitzhar. It's the Bala Yitzhar who said that if he says there's no alternative, we can be Makel and Ben Yomu. Some say with the Hagolah, some say without the Hagolah. We'll get to that later. Right? Okay, but I don't think the Rebbe says that. Yes?
This question of Mavakos and Hatkhila, the person giving a lecture on a company, is that considered like, let's say it's a case of Bittel, is that considered like he's being over a Mavakos because he's giving a lecture? Or perhaps you could say the market is mainly catered to non-Jews, and therefore, you know, it's low mile, low market.
You put an OU or something like that on a product, you don't say the market's for non-Jews. Even though the majority of it's true, the majority, but you are signing on that it's kosher for Jews, not for non-Jews. Yes.
The problem is like we're showing how about is that the problem of you placing food under these mats or only?
Presumably, if you can't cook, you shouldn't place on it either. Well, we'll see that in your klisheni. We'll get to klisheni in the next anamid base.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through a klirishin, right? Through heat. That's right. So we'll get to that anamid base. Get to it. Just turn the page. Not far. Yes? Sure. The machlokas Ran and Rashba is the din of Nosan Tam Lufgan based upon Bittel or is it not? The Ran says it's not and the Rashba says it is. The Rashba and Ran have argued explicitly in Masechet Avodah Zarah where the Ran quotes the Rashba and disagrees. And you can see it here too on Pesach. Because the Ran says it's Mutter on Pesach and the Rashba and the Shmeres of Vais and it's also on Pesach. The Lashit Tosam. Okay? That's what I... like what I said before. If it's based on Bittul, it doesn't apply on Pesach, because there's no Bittul on Pesach. That's the Rashi Boshi. If it's not based on Bittul, it's just a new did of it, and it's not, it's the veil of real gear, then it applies on Pesach as well. That's the Ranshi. Oh. Okay, everyone has a, you got it? That was the foundation. Alright? We now proceed a bit. We want to know, this idea of a mamadu nisa lechatchila, okay? Now it's on a so you might call it a bit of a new dimension to the problem. This idea of a mamadu nisa lechatchila, we're going to discuss it today as the main topic of today's shiur. First, in the context of kalim, of pots and pans, and then we'll just see, as we will see, there's no coincidence in the world. The next sugya about the milk and bread, all of a sudden, once again, it appears. The same exact discussion. Bit nisa lechatchila. And it takes to the case of the ants. Remember, we saw that in the mullet, the honey, right? All related. But let's, since we're first talking about pots and pans, you all have the Rashba and the Ra'ah from yesterday? Everybody, I hope, has it, was still with you. Please open up, if you don't mind, to that page. Not page, it's only one page right here. And,
71.
Page 71. We're in the Mishmeres Habayis now. That's written by the Rashba, on the left side. Where he asks this kasha. How can the Gemara suggest that you can use the chametz to pot to have to face up? What happened to the dinim about this in the chatzchila? So the Rashba gives two answers. Let's chaza before anything else. What other answers do we know about? Before we begin, what answer? We already know two answers. What two answers do we know? Come on. Either you'll say it's by cheres only. So if it's in the gam and mashu and cheres, they will matter it. That's the re. Or forget cheres. Lifgam and mashu, that's already enough of a kula, so we can be megal, so we move out to this lechatchila when we cook. Okay, those are the two answers we saw in Tosfos. Oh. Now look at the Rashba, please, and see what he says. The Rashba is over here on, how should I say it, halfway down the, we'll call it the medium-sized lines. That's the, not the narrowest, but the one a little bit wider than the narrowest lines. You see, I'll give you a hint. Yes. The last word on the line is Haribit. And the next word, the next line is Zal. You see the line that ends Haribit? Everyone see it?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, very good. Everyone has a place? No. 1 second. 1 minute. 1 minute. The line above the word Haribit, that's where we're going to begin. It says, Mutta lishtamish b'kdeira kazu. משום דמותו לבטל איסר משהו לחתחילה בכל האיסורים ששיעורם בנוסן תח וכן דעת הרי וצל בספר איסר משהו. So first of all, the Rashbuk is another answer. You can always be mevatel an iser mashu lechatchil. Didn't say it in the Nosan Tam of God. Oh no! Oh no! No, 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 no! He said you can be mevatel any iser mashu lechatchil. That's the Rashbuk's first, and the name of the Rashbuk. Okay, that's answer number one. Then, moving straight down, the last word of the line is Ayin Yud Lamed, which stands for Od Yesh Loma. See it? It's about 10 lines further. Have it? Od Yesh Loma. Da Filu Vikdera De Bishlo Vadaisahu Vishyesh Bakadena Sinas Tam. No. We're not limited to a pot, which has only a masho in it. Everyone has a copy? Is there enough copies? Everyone has? Yes? We're not limited to a case of a mashu. Even if he cooked cereal, nice cereal. The whole he made his wheatina, his farina. He made a whole bunch of comments in it. It's much more than a mashu. It's still going to be mutter. Why? He explains as follows. V'chein pirsha raivin zal. V'afilu hochi, shapa kamaksha, afilu l'rav, l'shinu, l'achas, mana, v'levi, v'shlom, v'mina. Why? V'she ein zed, doma, l'chol, shara, yisurin. This is unique. What's unique about it? Look inside. You have it? Hello, you have it? You look inside? V'tam and v'ilsa. T'b'chol shara yisurin she'yisurin noeg b'chol zman. Min ha'din hu shem nivlu b'kli b'shvacha. It was absorbed when it tasted good. Afilu nifke b'v'toch dofnei ha'kli. Even though it became stale within the pot wall. She'ye osu levatla. Ain't levatla lechatzila. Why? Should the ikah lebigzar hashta shem tatir ezeh she'enu ben yomo? Guess what? Yovo lahatir afilu ben yomo. Why? Fisha ain't pegamo nikar. It's not so recognizable that it is stale. V'chein b'chol ha'yisurin. Abel chometz shekvar ovar zmano. It's now after Pesach. The Epsher Lovo Bo Akshav Lide Isur. What's the next word? Bidimiono, similar to it. Lishmuel Mutter, Rafil Lerava Yusur and Duadin Vuata. It also should have been Mutter. Only Shem Zera. The Zenach. Umayata, first wide line. Bein shari surin mebasa b'cholav lo yesh klum. Funny Hebrew, lo yesh klum. They're all different, but they're identical. L'chalek, they're the same. Uvechulon kli shene ben yomo osa l'shtamash bo l'chadchila. Against the ra'oz, one set of pots. He can't believe the ra'oz, one set of pots. Impossible. And he brings another right from Kutchim, which we'll get to a little bit later. We'll learn this. So what happened over here? The Rashba gave two other reasons. Two big reasons why there's no problem about this of the Katsila. One, it never applies to any Mashu situation, never. And two, because here in this case, it's impossible to come to a situation that's going to really assert. The reason why they prohibited Bitalis of the Katsila, because you may make a mistake, and if you're off by something, you'll end up with the food being trayed. But over here, it's impossible to happen. Because it's after Pesach. And since it's after Pesach, there's no way in the world you could come to an Isser. The Shmuel, impossible completely. And according to Rav, by Inamino, it's impossible. So the Gemara thought the pot should be usable. I am about to the Chazkila. No. You know, really think about it. The two Teruts of the Rashba have a common thread. The Rashba views a mevatlin isa lechatchila, if I may use this term, pragmatically. We're afraid that if you are going to be mevatlin isa lechatchila, somewhere down the road, you're going to make a mistake and you're going to make something trivial. That's how I understand the Rashba. And if I can find you a case where there's no way to make a trade, for whatever reason, it's going to be mutter. Let me show you, prove the point. Look at the Rashi. I'm sorry.
What about the case we had? The double close that we saw with Shlomo Akbar. The Issa's going to come back. You might make the mistake. Erev Pesach Akstia.
Yes?
Said
that
point
to
Rav,
so not B'she'en Amino. More after Kash, let him say it B'she'en Amino. It would have been mutter, except they made it say B'she'en Amino or Tumino. And Mino could be prohibited because it's the Mashu. Quant to Rav, the Chomashal of a Pesach is the Raisa. And Mashu is the Raisa. And Of Talam Khan is Osir. But the way Rashi played off to that, then you can run into a serious problem. Right. Yes.
What was the Rashi's first answer?
The first answer was whenever the mashu was
mevatel
lechatil. Is it easier? What happened over here? How do you explain? It's only a mashu. Right. Any Easter which requires shishu, and you're going to cook in a pot. The pot only has a mashu in it. It's all right. No matter. Okay, listen carefully on both sides. I'm going to prove to you, this is the Rashi Meshita, that the whole problem with the pots and the pans with the Ein HaBinyan, the whole story, is only a pragmatic story. You may have to trade. And if I can find you a case, you will never be trade, it's going to be mutter. Look at the Rashi Meshita, the Torah Sabayas. We left off yesterday. Baton Evar Kli Ben Yomo. Give us yet the victory. Shenetar Machmas Yisr Mashu. You ordinarily use a lot in that pot, and it's always going to be, for sure, every single use should be butler b'shisha. For beyond the mouth, b'shar and shlishi, should buy it there. She bevatlin isa l'chatchila, right? That's the whole shia I say about this topic. Vafilu isa mashu. Ein mevatel lechatchila. Hear this? Even a mashu, you know, mevatel lechatchila. Miu, im nivlat isem muad betoch kli mutter, im darko shall also kli lishtamish bo heter b'shefa mutter lishtamish. You end and I go on. Bo lechatchila kevan shall isem muad v'yev shall lova bo l'netzinas tam. End. Top 2 lines in the next page. You can never have the Sinas Tam. So the Rashbo said it straight out. The whole din of him about this of the Chathira is in effect a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira. You're going to make a mistake. But if you can find the case where mistakes are impossible or highly improbable, then the Gzeira doesn't apply. That's the idea of Mishnah Shesheva. And that's the case over here of the Mashu with the Kli on Chomet Yat Pesa, as he said over here. And it's the same fundamental principle. Rashboy was in the second terrace. What's the second terrace? You can't come to a Ben Yomo. Why can't you come to a Ben Yomo? Because it's always going to be a conference which is absorbed before Pesach, and a Pesach is a whole week. Right? So there's no problem. So the Rashboy uses what I call a pragmatic approach. That's his understanding of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chatchila. I Xeraxed on this thing from the Mesorah I told you about, the Kudrus and Hefsha Caleb. Take a look. There should be one copy per chavrusa. I want to eat. And one more here. Yeah. Should be enough. This is a pretty big print. Everyone in the back have one? You don't have one?
I have.
Yeah, sure.
What's the difference between the Rashi?
You have? All right. Yeah.
The Rashi's first answer.
Yeah. No, things are different. The Rashi's first answer said that Mashu alone is enough to be mapped with the Batal of the Kaspila. That's a big difference. Now, Rav Balsa, you can give a look over here. This little clitoris. Yes, sir. According to the Rashba's first terrace, when I have a significant amount of Isser, which is not going to automatically become buckle. So this first Isser is in effect based on a Kli Shemishdak and Mishpashem. That's what he means. If I have a Mashu, I have a what I have an ounce of tarbus. I can't throw it into 100 ounces. Next time I throw it into 50 ounces. If I have a quarter of an ounce, I can't throw it into, well, not so good or bad, into 20 ounces. The next time I may throw it into 10 ounces. Whatever, I have a mashu in a pot. I always put that much amount into the pot. You always fill a pot with something this high, you know, so it's all going to be bottled. Oh, take a look. He named when I wrote over here. Well, I just told you about that. Guess what? I wrote over here on the top of the page. The roots of Arishan who are Pimasha Kosov Shabbatara's advice. The Benivla Yisr Muad the Tokli. Muta the Vashalom Darka shall also include the Shamash Bohete Vishepa. Kavan Shahisa Muad the Yashlava that is in his time. Uposa came to Shulchanar. How do you like that? It's called Shulchanar of Nira Dea, Sadi Tessin Zion. Avalatosis Shom. Avalatosis. Gamgani Shukushan Sarah, that means the Kasha of Emabatlas of Lakatila. Vit Tirtu. The Kavan Nikas part of the Tivusa. No, because of Gabu Mashu without them. The Chen Kosa Vataz, there in Yerodea. The Mahai Taim of Mutu, the Vashu of the Klisha, Eina Ben Yomo, Habalua Mashu, O Balua Mua, the Dark of the Shamash of the Shefa. They use the words Mashu and Mua the Shefa as being the same thing. Always and inevitably be both. One second. The Yapa of Hisha Gozu, Eina Ben Yomo, to Ben Yomo. Kan, Sha'afa Ben Yomo, Lo Nesra Machel, the Eishrak Dinshal, and the Vatan Isla Chatzchila, very interesting. They only made a gzeira adu tarkus. They didn't make a gzeira adu bitlis lechatila. Nimsa, the larash of a shumanaro. Kol adin shen en nevat nisul humitam siyog. Shem yavu en nesines tamu macholas asuris. Lechen kishe iyef shalom gazru. Ula tos is vataz. Yesh din miyuchud. The osu levat al yisra apuli chashash macholas asuris. But Teretz Hasheni, yeah.
What do you mean when
right. That means that's a good question. It's a good question. It's explained, in the previous page, I think, that the question, what's pshat? What's pshat when you talk about the Ein HaBinyama being public? What's the pshat? That the food is considered stale. And which we call it negative in the walls of the pot itself? Well, no. The food in the walls of the pot is delicious. Tom got ate it. So we don't eat pots. It has to come get transferred from the pot into the next food. That's what's going to get ruined.
It's not just that's
right. Okay. That's in the previous page. Maybe we have a chance to go back to that too. Now, second terrace. But terrace are shiny shall rash from Mishmeras advice. Gam came to Vus Sapi, the left on Machalas of Zurus. It's the same episode again, but Peter Hosin. The Shehiev shall love all the Easter Akila, Logazru, the Kavanasa, the Lokashina Shevashal Kovit with Pesach, that's out. The Kain Akar Pesach, our Kovach Abliya should be lived near Pesach. I mean, anybody else, anybody else, Shavua Shalom, it's already a week old at least. The Kain Logazru. The mafa shall teflon is the above. You never know what the teflon means? No teflon? Wow, you're really got it. What is teflon? Non-stick surface of pan. It's used almost uniformly these days. Muteres. After belua bo yisur bebeza haroshes. Someone made a whole tumul that when they teflon, they try it out, they maybe teflon itself is not kosher. Or they may use it for some testing non-kosher food in the factory. So Gaval, how can you ever use it? And you can't kosher it because teflon is possible. We'll see later called the kosher. For Moshe wrote, Keva shika eisi ene bas yomo. V'i efshe levashe bo kshu bas yomo. Why?
Shariadayin and the Beis HaKaroshim, in the factory. Uvuva the safe, that's where they come from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is the Chadis of Kiddush Gola Beis HaKaroshim. So whether they can say Eina Benyomo to Benyomo when, what is possible to cook with Benyomo? It's possible to see later talk to Kasha. So Rav Moshe wrote, Keva Shaka Eisi Eina Bas Yomo. The E.F. Shalavasha Bok Shu Bas Yomo. Why? Shariadayin and the Beis HaKaroshim, in the factory. Uvuva the safe, that's where they come from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is the Chadis of Kiddush Gola Beis HaKaroshim. So whether they can say Eina Benyomo to Benyomo when, what is possible to cook with Benyomo? What is an impossibility that ever made this there? How do you like that? He thought it's just a kind of abstract academic opinion in the Rashba. Rav Moshe says the same thing on a very practical basis. That whenever we buy these kinds of pots or pans or posters where they may have to use other things which are also, to try it out, this may not be kosher. Whether Rav Moshe is back, or is he Muslim on this basis? Yes. That's going to be awesome. Only this unique case with a whole system of factories.
But they in the factory, they use more
things. That's the difference. You can't make it so I got it. No. Only in the factory situation. Yes, listen.
They actually sell things
that
they
pass. Yeah, that's true.
Can't.
Impossible. This is the way it is. You have to be reacting to what I use it. They pack it up. The process can't be a menu. Yes.
What's the difference between this and cooking like the regular food in the They put in significant, but it's also significant because of the law into the testing process of the pot. So even though it's an immunion law, I'm cooking the step by it, but it's not, you don't have 6 feet extra that balloon, do you?
So maybe if that would happen in a factory, I'm not sure if it does or doesn't. There are much of cool, that's why they do. Because you saw my case, it was impossible to do it in a menyon. It's a factory situation. Okay, Rabosa. How did the Rashbah know that it's true? He quoted a Ryan on the base, which I quoted in the next paragraph. I don't want to go into all the details, but there's one just to see it for a minute. In a Ryan to Rashbah, Shum, the Din, Kli, Shadar, Kli, Shamash, Peshefa. That's on the Amman base. You can see it in print right over here. The Gemara, I'm on the Zohar, I'm a Gimel on the base. The Mutta, Loses, Mayim, Bekli, Shabalua, Boyayim, Nochri, you can put wine in a kli that the guy has used for his wine.
Water,
excuse me. Ba'par kind of time. The Yetzirak ma'at liyas yayin b'tzonin. Wine is only, there's only cold, only a small amount of absorption. Ula'ola batul b'shishim b'mayin. It'll invariably be batul b'shishim in the mayin. V'lachayim mutla v'vatul ha'balua l'chatchil, it's okay. By the way, before I go any further, I must tell you, this stock is also Lemaisa. There's big tanker cars. I'm serious now. The big tanker cars that transport oil and other such quantities which are used, huge quantities which are used ultimately for the cookies that you buy. And many other such products that are under reliable supervision. I've spoken to a very big expert on kashrut in Chicago, from the OU. He wants to explain to me that one of the svaras they use is this assumption that there's always going to be 60 times the whatever bleer that may have been in the oil and in the kosher oil. So the big question, how do you cash it in the tanker? You know, these big trucks. So this, I don't remember every last detail. Well, I'll tell you one thing is clear, that this Rashbah was quoted in Shulchan Aruch, was brought onto the table. It's quoted, there's a possibility to rely upon it to cash it where, or not to have to cash it where you really can cash it. So I don't think it's theoretical. It really happens, yes?
How
does
the tank is cooling? They never heat up.
Oh, he's
the heat.
Yes?
The oil on the tank?
Yeah. Right? Okay. Even if not, by the way, not for now, there's a concept called kovash kavavushal. But if you're 24 hours, in a even cold, we've mentioned that.
Yeah,
the wall. The wall goes in. Yeah, it goes in and comes out. Yeah, that's the Rashba.
Wait, why do you want the Rashba?
No, I didn't say that.
What's the difference between that and
the? Well, they can be made. vegetables can have large existential roles. Idea. It comes up with another amazing punch, which I'd love to show you the originals on the next page, but you'll take it from me. You just get a hold of the original. Just flip one page right there. The O, look at this. The rock the miskaya mo easter besol chahete. You go the veil of a chazir besol ochel shal hete. By mixing some the veil or chazir into a food, there's a big, big pot full of meat. And after I mix it, I won't be able to see it. Then we say, Avoyayin orotev chazir, catch this now. Bimayim, mutal levatal chazir lemishishim. Yes? Vidoma lemishim bola hapsit hufa shom levelo. Akite puguma, shehi be'en. Shebevara em mutal lazuske. Chakach materazlo. Wow. Let's start the second thing first. If you have another awesome, and you know that this, you learned from Shia yesterday, if you make this thing, ain't a royal lachilo, it's going to be mutal. You know what you're allowed to do? You're allowed to render it unfit for use. Even not a question of a vital isla chatila? No, the Ra'ah is so godel, a whole new approach to vital isla chatila. The Ra'ah says that what's prohibited is to have something which remains usher, but you can't see it anymore because you threw it into a big pile, you're going to end up eating it. But if you can physically change the dover Ra'ah, somebody hiding it. Take a big pot and I throw it in, close my heart, I don't know where it lands. Now I can't see it. That's awesome. But if I could make a physical change in my object, it was awesome. I shoot it with chemicals, and now it becomes unfit for human consumption. That it's supposed to eat it. You're not the vat of Yisrael Chathila. Now it's not awesome anymore. A whole new approach. The Yisrael of Yisrael Chathila of Ha'oyim to take something which is awesome, which remains awesome, and to eat it with a trick. What's the trick? Throw it into a pot, you can't find it. I can eat it, but that's prohibited. But if you make a significant change to the object itself, then it's no longer an iser. That's the chiddush of the Ra'ah. Then he adds chiddush al gabe chiddush. If I take some, what he called, lard. What is rotev chazir? Lard, right? Am I right or wrong? L-A-R-D. I take some lard, and I throw it into a pot full of water. What do I do? I take one quarter of an ounce of lard, and I have this 25-gallon pot of water, I throw it in. You know why it's with them? Because not the shot that I'm eating lard and it's not so rich as lard. No. I took a little bit of lard and threw it in a 25-gallon pot. So the lard got diffused so widely that it's now not an issue anymore.
It is bubble position. And if I have to want a quarter ounce of lard, I'm not 4.5.
What the kiddush?
You're allowed to do it.
He said so. Oh, why didn't look? I'm sure he's not going to take this sitting down. What did he say about this? One second. I don't see right now the reaction to this. I can't believe he takes it sitting down. I don't know, it's a long, long paragraph. I don't see right now. I have a chance to look further. Anyway, so I explain to the next page. Donnie Hayes. Yes?
There's no issue of any time when you block the lock. Well, one works out for the other, the other.
Or maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure how far it goes. Yeah?
I think it's better to say if you put large into a cake, so it comes as part of the cake.
Right, that's right. That's not, okay, something like that. You have a look, you see, it's right here. It's right over here. You want to know where it is? It's, if you want to find this, if you get a hold of the original Rashba, it's page 72, and it's right before the word ode. The big, the first, the three O's, the capitals, right before the first one. It's a small ode. It's on the fifth wide line of the page. It's the very next page, page 72. It's the same thing, word for word. Quotes the Ra'ah? No, not the Ra'ah. I don't believe it. One second. I'd love to see his reaction to this. I can't believe he doesn't talk about it. I don't see it. I can't believe it. Thank you. I don't know. I think the I think the response is right here on the page that you have. Look at the disparity that you do have. Omar Akose, at the bottom of the page. Oh, what polemic. Look at this one. Omar Akose. Tameani mihe viola de dvar mishubashim ka'elu. Ukila ein shomea ba'ozlam mashamosi mipiv. Utchila omar akasharosh amachaber omar kein istam kola yisurim. Mara loma l'dvarav mashu hazir shenib l'bekadeira imutu l'vashavo nishtaka adoro v'lo noma u'ma tema shemotu v'yisra hazir yoshim yishar yisurin u'a l'havil ozen hanorim shehech shachazir meruchak v'eneim havi me'od. I thought it was about that particular part. No, that polemic is not it. Anyway, I don't know if he responds. Let me go watch. Look what I explained over here. I think it's very big yisod. Mm-hmm. I think it's a big yisod over here. Page Sadi Hayes, it's back to our little country thing. The Gender Hakdina de Mavata Nisala Khatila, Aino Vitoras Yogum Zera, Shema Yokal Taruba Sasura, Ukshida Terashva, that's the Rashba. Ella, the Osru Ligra Machila Zavara Osur, Shemis Bat. For the Kame Mutta Ligra Machila, so in Poka Shema Isimimena. How? I nation divka moda bien. Oh, I nation is sarab lach palach. Velo miskaya ma yisra basoch ha'eter. And therefore I added, dili shi tov. Vedire. Vehai taima matir or a'o vehetei rabola. The aim din bitul isur. That's the rabo rabo, what set of dishes. The Ra'o says there's no Easter of Bittul Issa L'chatkila Flashes and Milikins. You know why? You can't call it a Bittul Issa. It's not an Osir. So therefore the Ra'o wasn't concerned with the Tater of Bola with Bittul Issa L'chatkila. That's all you saw in the Ra'o. We saw yesterday in Shia. We read it. It's right over here. The Ra'o's L'shitaso. Over here, what the nature of Bittul Issa means is something which is a shtick Issa and you're pulling the shtick to eat it while it's Osir. That would apply the cloud to a Tater of Bola. One second. The Rashba Oser. Rashba denied the whole thing with the one set of dishes. Lishitaso. The Chashu the Taruve Sasura Libasov. And therefore it comes out that you can't use a flesh kapat for milkins. And what then? The next thing is what we discussed earlier about Dolphin for Dolphin. Ditka the Dolphin, I cleared the previous page. Forget about that for the moment. Just one final thing. Masha Nira Midiri Roshim. The next paragraph. The Mutu Lechel Dolphin Nisok Shuba End. Lo kaim lenochi. If it has a rush, stop him. It's an hour apparent at the beginning. The Oshim with the Rabbanim Itam Akshavei. Kol mekom nashkamina v'dvarov l'zididan. The mutal nitzko machala osra v'nash lochla v'tarokas. Not v'ed, but v'tarokas. So that's the machlokas in the front of the other prime. But this is what I wanted to show you. so far. Any question I'll take right now. Yes. I have a big pot of meat, 100 identical pieces, and I throw 100 first identical pieces into it. Or it may, it's very possibly if I have some cake, and if I throw some lard into the cake, where it's somehow considered kind still. Yes, no?
So even if the question arrives, they have to stir that it's absorbed into the pot, so there would be no problem. As long as they don't work. Because it doesn't have the same.
Well, no, actually, I went over here. You know, that's not good enough. I want to show why. I went that sentence I should have glossed over. Dying starting fast, there are all lumber trees and plugs at the end after, so dive and plugs with Niskam and Nofanak there. So I don't know. For some reason, he doesn't like that. I'm not sure why. Yes, I'm sure.
It came to step 1
Right.
We don't put the shepherd on step 1. Why is
there an empty vase? Don't need a shepherd. Possibility of enter. No. A new vase. The second parent of the Rashbam. You read it yourself. We read it together. Yes. He made Daisa. He made Farina Witina. Right. There's no Shizu connector. The fact that he can't use it ever for a Benyomo, that's good enough. They never made a Zayam Yom Ad Benyomo, so he can never have a Benyomo. Okay? That's the vase. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rashbam said it. And from Moshe's quote is accepting. I don't know if the Rashbam quoted the Rashbam. He said it on his own. That he meant the base of the Rashi book.
No.
This is Rabbi Tzolda quotes in this book. It's not quoted any Rabbi Moshe Shulchan that I know about. Yes?
I think like a general rule. Are we looking at something to be more diffused or less diffused? The Ra'an here seems to be saying that the more diffused it is, there is, the less we can taste it. But you know, that would be the exact reason why I feel like it. You know, if something's more diffused, it'd be stricter, like lots to lots.
No. Confused over it. One part per trillion. They talk about now they carry, you know, they count up how the various, you know, germs in the water. One part per trillion, 2 parts per billion. Doesn't matter. Rabosai, let's now finish up one more thing here in this article, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Vine. Come on, almost finished. Please look inside if you don't mind. The ain hamayim aflitim es hayayim ayakli, el mefigin es tam hayayim shebedofen akli, ki lusorafam im komo. In other words, he claims that it's not pulling out the taste, it's sort of eliminating it somehow. Kloma, the ain bamayim tarova shel yayim, lo shayach klal bizis b'chatilas. That's what he says. That's number one. It's not going to get to us right now. But oh, this is today's sheet, right about this next block of sentence. V'o, k'lo niskave levatlo lehonos mimenu. K'lo onway about this lechatil ele miskave la'arev yisr v'heter k'de lehonos mimenu ayin shom. That's a whole new ball game. Not like the Rashba, not like the Rav. The Rashba, the Rav Shayim levatlin, because you're afraid you may come to you in an issue. That's why it doesn't apply in some of these cases of Shefa, right? Remember that? The Rav said a new shot, what they levatlin, why? But you end up eating something which is while it's still trade, you don't see it. And the right of the Nupsha. Because though you have one acheris to cloud that Lokarash Kova Lokaro. And the also the Chave and the Vatali Sur. Some say right in the Chuba. Kabana Satora is Misha Dabas a Yasser. The Ain on the Chave and the Hatiro. The Lukivish can divvy out that Lamed, we just saw. The Kshain Takon Acheris to the Kli Cheris, Lo Nechav the Chatkila. Right? It's not called the Chatkila. Why not? Before, in other cases, it's called the Chatkila. Not here, because you don't. It's only an aver if you plan to. You want him about this. You don't want him about it. You have no choice. So then, it's okay. And this ties into what we're going to see in a minute based on our next tomorrow. Ushulmanarach Yeradeya Pedal Yud Gimel. Matil Lechamem Zvash and Nafud on the Molin. And fell into the honey. Today she ate Nita, so she softens up. Via Sanano, then they'll strain it. Because of Atas, ain't kind of about to look at Tilo, she ain't kavono seno ela letakana dvash. We don't want ant taste in the honey. But all we can strain it out is that we first melt it, and then we can strain it. We have no choice. I am not a tzvi, she mafi afar of lechat tilo. I'll pee her right. And now he quotes to Rani and about the local of the Beuda. The Taz is not limited, but the Chule. On the next page, which you don't have, Tadivo, the discussion of the following situation. which came up halacha lemaisa. Came up here. You have baking paper, which has an absorption of trays. You don't have it usually in your house, but it can certainly exist in commercial bakeries. The baking paper said it shouldn't stick under the pan, they put a paper underneath it. It was a case where it had an absorption of powders. And they were using it for years. Everyone's using it. It was the best one in the country. Everyone's using it. And the question was, were they doing right or doing wrong? So I thought they were doing right. I mean, not the doctor, they should use that one, but I thought it was all right. Why? I thought according to all the terutzim that we had, all the pshat should be Muslim. There's no reason to make without this lechatchila. One, according to the Ra, oh, it's certainly Muslim. Because it was pogrom be'etzem. Any taste came out, it was negative. It was only meant to prevent sticking. It wasn't meant to get taste in the... Any little mashes that would come out would be negative. Hey. Every time. It's just a small, thin little piece of paper. You bustle in the whole cake, but everything you use. And according to the rat, it's certainly butter. No one wants that little chemical that's preventing the stick to get into the cake. You must just take infinitesimal levels and they don't taste it in the cake. So that's why I thought it was okay. You know, other rabbonim disagree with me. So that's what, that's the next page which you don't have. Okay? Yeah? Huh? Yeah.
First of all, in reference to those reasons, first of all, who says it's Bakayah radicalitis?
That's right, well, yeah, I'm not sure. But even if it's apparently, even with the mashal must be diffused, because otherwise you taste it. No one tastes it. So people complain. I bought your cake, and it tasted terrible. Because they've sold thousands, hundreds of thousands. No one ever complained. How could you diffuse nothing? The mashal of the mashal.
They don't have any taste. How do you know that it's a gum taste? Maybe it's a neutral taste. They licked the heated it. They heated it up and they tasted it with nothing. No cake. It was, yeah. What they're all saying, what's the nature of the user? You have something which is edible.
This stuff is inedible from the beginning. It's inedible, so no sound of gum.
Wax paper.
We have in our homes, according to what I said, that probably also wouldn't have to have ashkafa. When I grew up, I don't think wax had an ashkafa. We use it all the time anyway. Now, well, now, there's OU, I think, on ashkafa. Right? Okay, good. So okay. You know, I almost got fired from my Yarbonis. Ever say that story? Yep, this is one of my close calls. I was just a new rabbi, very new, just came into the community. I think it was my first year. I just moved out. I told you I moved in January, right? It'll be 20 years now in the ship this month. So they came Pesach. They asked me to give what they called a Pesach workshop in a school called SAR in Riverdale. Good, Pesach workshop. So I came, they said what I had to say, and they asked me questions. And apparently at that time, it goes back a while, they had just discontinued the kosher soap pads. You simply could not get any kosher soap pads, you know, like the Brillo kind of stuff. Yeah. So it just was, for a while, it was OU, and they somehow discontinued it because they put something which is not completely kosher. So then they didn't get the other stuff that didn't exist yet. So it was, you could not buy anywhere kosher soap pads. So the guy asked me, some guy wasn't from my shul, asked me, well, Rabbi, I can't get my kosher soap pads. May I use soap pads without an OU? So being a young, naive, wet behind the ears, Rob, I said, yes. They pulled me and said, yes. Nifsal me'achilas adam. It's not even achilas fried. It's fried. It's not even achilas. And you're not eating it. You're just using it to wash dishes. Well. Well. Somebody came to my balabata and said, who'd you hire? A reform rabbi or something? He's allowing to use soap pads without an OU. What? For my survival. But this is not about, you know, that's to do what Zikara did, that, you know. But this is the word about the soap pads. Okay, of course it has an OU, it's fine. I'm not against OU, but okay. Let's now go to the next tomorrow.
Even
yeah,
the
Khatkhila,
you hold
why
you
have an action. Why would I ask? Okay.
But for bakery, the Khatkhila, they let them buy bakery.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, as much as she's by that. 10 inches, I don't know. She's always trying to support the OU, nothing else. Right.
It seems like the truth is there that the whole argument is kind of whether that actually so. But you think so changed since.
Right. Sitting him out. Yeah.
The point of the Ra'ad that the soul is that it's causing one to eat the issues of the spa belt. If you're the case, he gets where he changes physically.
Right.
In the case of the baking,
Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why the
apple juice
change. And also clarifying the apple juice.
Wow. Clarifying apples. Another big shout. All of our apple juice, I don't even know about this one. The tells out of school. All of the, just about all apple juice that we have has a, what they call a clarifier, which is not kosher. What they do is they put in something to clarify, get rid of the sediment of some little solid piece of apple. And then they, what's it called, centrifuge? Is that the word they use? And they try to get rid of it with centrifuge. But you know, it's 99.9% effective. There's always going to be some mashu is going to remain.
Yeah?
I know it's very good, but 100%. Okay, 100%. 100%. I understand that, but I don't know. Maybe it's a marginal left, whatever. So the Rav Kamar Kol Apostim say it's mutter. On what grounds? I am a vatal little the chatchila. They throw in the trade stuff. They throw it into the apple juice, and they can't get every last marginal out. They say the same reasons, the exact same reasons. It doesn't taste good, and it's not kavanosa to answer it, right? Oh, is it ever going to be more than 1/6 before they get rid of it? I don't think so. I have to double check on the technology. I don't think so. It could be the chef, but all these criteria are used. Everybody uses that except for Royer. Right, so they only use their, they have to have their apple juice. They won't. I'll tell you some enough secrets for one day. Not for limited to divulge whatever thing that I know. There is no OU apple juice. They just use regular apple juice. You have an OU establishment and they serve you apple juice, they serve you plain apple juice.
Very fine apple juice.
Right. Some of them have apple juice. But I will have to double check, but if I'm not mistaken, the OU apple juice also used to clarify. If I'm not mistaken, the Breuer's apple juice is talking not clear. It's not as clear as the OU. Right? Correct? And, you know, there's some little things with it, but I think so.
It's cider, not juice.
No, it's juice, but it's not clear. So they don't use this stuff. Now they have, they used to not have their own ashrama. Now they have, but I don't really know exactly how they do with their own. They used to accept apple juice, put it that way, which is used to clarify. That was used across the board. Anyway, not for now. Right. Says the Gemara. How far did we read yesterday? Did we read the
stuff at Shmuel?
We never read Shmuel yesterday? We never read Shmuel yesterday? Gevalt, I'm sorry. Shmuel Amar. I went to halfway down Lama Manal. Shmuel Amar. Lo Yishaveh. You don't need to break a path in there on Pesach. Why? Avo Mashi Lehu Lachas Manam. Keep the path till after Pesach. The yavad vu beim demin demen shalom emina. You can use it for anything you want. Why not? The yavad shmuel the tamei dam shmuel the haanu the mezavnu. Candy? What's candy? Kennedy? What? Kidei rol siyachar ha-pesa. All right, they used to some Aramaic word for pots. They sold the pots after Pesach. Ashru zvini akandichi. You better lower the prices on these pots. Be low, and if not, Darshina Luchu Kirabi Shimon. I will pass like a Shimon, Rashi. The Mutaros Hakadeos Hayashonos, the Akhara Pesach. He won't sell anything. Frank the Gemara, wait a minute. But only playing blackmail with the pot sellers. Vilidlish Luchu. So Shmuel Kirabi Shimon Svirulai, what do you mean? He should pass like Shem Shimon. What's he playing games with the pot sellers? Answer the Gemara, Asrei the Rav Papa. It was Rav's town. Rav, the Machmash, who didn't want to pass him against Rav in his own city. But, he said, if you are scrupulous pot sellers, I'm going to price gouge the public, I will be forced to pass him my Iker Adin, like I think I'm going to Shimon, and put you out of business completely. You have a few places in Shas, kind of sukkah with the Alshanas, right? Same story with the Hadassim, I think it was Hadassim. Also the same story you have in a case like this, where you price gouge my patient went back thousands of years, correct. Next Gemara. Next Gemara. Ahu Tanura, please. No jokes, please. Fine. Ahu Tanura. The Tahu Bein Tichya, Rashi says, Rashi, Shuma Nosuba Bekarki Yisa Venosa Tam Belechem. They lined, they used a kind of a grease to line the oven, and it was made from meat, and it gave taste to the bread. These systems have what they call oven baked, or what they call hearth baked, so they used to put the bread directly onto the oven. Asara Rava Bar Ahiloy Lemech Le Lerifta Afila Bemilcha. You can't even use them in flashes. Leola. I know. Salt means par. Good. Rashi. Leola. Afilu chazar v'husak. You know they heated up the fire, heated up the oven in between. Afilu b'milcha. Lehachi nokat. Afilu b'milcha. Shem derech lechol pas. Lo melech olifta. Even for human, they couldn't even put salt. Anything. Okay? The bread is trade. Why? Dilma asi le michle bekutcha. Because you may come to eat it with milk. Plashic bread is prohibited. This is the Gemara.
Is plashic bread or bread cooked in a plashic oven?
Bread cooked in a plashic oven. Even if you kasher it. Meisve, a kasher. That's right. Meisve. Ein loshin es ha'isa b'cholo. You may not knead dough with milk. Be blush if you did so, kalapas kula asura. The entire bread is fruited. Why? The herigalavero. Because you may come to eat this bread with what? With meat, kayote bo. And toshin is hatana of alya. Alya is fat, meat fat. The toshin if you did. Kalapas kula asura. Achi yastik es hatana. Until you do what? Kasher the oven. Pahusa katanur, miha, but if you did that, shari, it's okay. Tjufta the Rava Barahiloi, tjufta. Because Rava Barahiloi said what? You cannot kasher. And here the bride said you can kasher. Okay? This is a kasher. This is a kasher. Fine. That's the Gemara. Now, milk and bread. This is one of the most difficult. We don't have any plashic bread. I mean, on a commercial basis.
And Yum Yum has signed up. All our muffins are made in a plashic oven.
But that's it. No. What that means is that the oven. Now, what that means is that the oven is used for plashic, and it's also used to cook muffins. It doesn't mean that they use either we call schmaltz or chicken fat to cook the. To bake the bread or the muffins, nor does it mean, to my knowledge, that they put the bread directly on the floor of the oven. So what they do is they put the oven, excuse me, they put the muffin in a pan, and the pan is in a plashik oven, and it's mutter. It's not even considered to be plashik. You can put, in theory, if you want, you can put butter on that muffin.
Not however.
That's what we assume. Not however. Not
what
we assume.
So why did they make them put up? Even a sign like that.
I don't know why the sign is there.
It's like
a no, it's not. No, not really. It's liquid. They only cook the buffalo, nothing else in the oven. It's time. It's okay. Yes. Okay. By both sides. Milk and bread. I don't hear you. Okay, but that's not for your thing. He doesn't plan you should do the buffalo. Milk and bread. Hold on. Milk and bread. One of the major controversies in the kashrus industry over the last 2 decades. What's controversy? There's Dinah of Anarot and Koyevitz in the end. End of story. End the end of the end. It's black and white. Well, first of all, let me explain to you, and before we get to the details, there are many milk breads which use less than 1/60th of milk in their dough. Now what's the halacha? With a great story transpired in Jersey a few years ago. Apparently there was some kind of a milk bread, I believe it was milk, but it used less than 1/60th of milk.
That's all you know what?
Yes. And the same bread was being sold in 2 places, in 2 towns. I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, the towns were Phelan and Phoenix. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have my facts wrong. Anyone have one of those 2 towns?
I think the
main one. Oh, I got the towns wrong. Whatever. The story that I heard was that the exact same bread, exactly the same bread, was being sold, and it was bagels, and it was, well, I don't know what it was, some baked product, was being sold in 2 major Jewish communities. In one, it was being sold as par, and the other was being sold as dairy. Zel Shem Shemai and Iskapa. They both met the Shem Shemai. Let me explain to you. One held, you have to have full disclosure. If there's even a point, well, whatever, it's a tiny amount, less than 1% of dairy, you have to call it dairy. They hold it dairy. The other said, dairy bread is trade. You can't say that out of thought that bread is dairy. If you want to be master this bread, you must be raking or basically some of one assumption, that it's bottle, and if it's bottle, it has to be treated as par. So we have to sell it as par. They both went on the Shem Shemai. That's the story I was told about. I don't know, you can check your facts and find out what cities and what really happened. Yes?
You have to be careful, I mean, with Catholics, besides just appealing to kosher Orthodox consumers, you're also appealing to special interest groups. In other words, people who are lactose intolerant.
That's right. That's right. I can sue you. I don't tell me I know the story.
No, people don't know. There's a case of a graham cracker that is like a practice brand or a Libra is one of these brands, and they called it pirate, and the kid ate it and got it. And they checked the entire body and they told the company. The company said, yeah, but I had a minute amount of theory to get that.
Right. It's a serious story. Could happen. You have to be very careful about these things. Let's leave out those unfortunate incidents. What's the din? So let's that was the din. What is the din? May you, before we get to the standard milk bread shadow, may you make milk and bread and put in 1% or less of milk. And can we consider that to be kosher or not? That's why I have to take a look in the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi. Who is the Nachlas Tzvi? The Nachlas Tzvi is the Pesukei Tshuva. Pesukei Tshuva is, we briefly excerpt the response to literature. Once in a while, he has his own thing to say. It takes a long time. It doesn't belong to the Pesukei Tshuva. So he wrote a separate volume, which is printed in the bottom or in the back, called Nachlas Tzvi. His name was Harav Tzvi. So this is the Nachlas Tzvi in Siman Tzadi Zayin. What's the din? What would you say before we even see? What would you say? What would you say about your din? Should we apply the principle of A, Mevatel and Isur L'Chatchila? What right do you have to put in 1% of milk into the bread? Should be a violation of Mevatel and Isur L'Chatchila? What do you say? Yes or no? It's not an Isur. It's not an Isur, you'll say. It's not an Isur. Milk is not an Isur.
But it is an
Isur. Milk is not an Isur. But ain't the batan is the chatzila. There are all holes that way. True. Oh, then I may depend on the reasons, right? According to the Ra'ah, you might say it's mutter, because after all, it's not an issue. But according to the Rashba and the Ran, the Tavana is usur. The Rashba, so you're afraid to make a mistake, should be usur. According to both of those reasons, one might argue it should be usur. But even then, it's not mukhra, because you could say that they said their reasons only with respect to Issa proper. Here where it's with absolute heter, that then they never made the gzera of pas shenilosh and becholo, they never made the gzera, but less than 1/60th.
You put in 1 more percent.
You put in 1 more percent, they made it also. But meanwhile not, meanwhile not also.
That's what I said.
Right.
Right.
You
make
it
also. Pas cholodis.
Right. For sure potatoes, of course. One of the bread. Nah. Tastes supposed to be, they say it tastes better. There's a story about that also. Okay, what's the story? Unbelievable story. I was told the story, and I think it's a true story. apparently there was a bakery in Baltimore which was, so, the challah was so good, it was so good that everyone started to buy the bakery, and all the bakers were just wiped out. Delicious product. And no one understood, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. So, I think, this is what I was told, that Rabbi Heinemann, who was a very chashev rav and also a very big pikeach, said there's something amiss here. There's something amiss. Let's take a chemical analysis of it. They did a chemical analysis of the challah, and they found traces of milk. This challah, which never used the Shabbos mamash with the chopped liver, with the... So, but they couldn't understand. It was a mashkiach tamidi. It was a mashkiach in the store. You know, whatever the store was open, it was always a mashkiach. Aha, I repeat. Whenever the store was open, they started to stake out the store on Thursday night. They had a 20, you know, an all-night stakeout. And guess what? 2 o'clock in the morning, they see the guy coming in, carrying a bag, and apparently they discovered that he's coming every Friday morning at 2 a.m. and the dough is rising, you know, they have a kettle challah, they'll probably rise this Thursday night and then they push it and mix it too. And you know, by the next morning it was already all absorbed in the dough, and by the time everyone came in at 6 o'clock, I was told the story, of course got out of business, but why would he do it? He wants a better product. I don't want to say what he wants. Okay. Yeah.
So the reason why you can't have milk and bread is because they hear a lot of air.
Right.
But in its present state, that's the puzzle decision.
Could be right, but that comes to a question which we'll discuss soon. Is this issue of milk and bread an intrinsic prohibition? Or is only an issue which is, you know, because of the possibility of what may happen. Maybe they asked it intrinsically. Yes? A different shape. That's a Gemara. Rabosai, look at that. Lamed Vavim and Aleph. Patience. Lamed Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara says, well, let's just see one sentence. See the Gemara. The last narrow line. First wide line. Kedama Ravina. Ke'ein Tura Shari. Hachanami Ke'ein Tura. What does Ke'ein Tura mean? The machlokas between Rashi and I believe the Rambam. Rashi says Ke'ein Tura Ma'at Ka'ayim Shel Shor. The size of an eye of an ox. I don't know how big that is. Mutta Lolish Becholov. The Ochale Miyad. The Vatachas. Velo Mashale Lulinshi. The Shanilosh Becholov. You're not going to leave it around. You may forget it was milk. So if it's just a tiny bit, it's okay.